Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher today as well, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching I'm calling The Gift God Never Refuses to Give. Our reading is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot give up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" And thus ends the reading. This is the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. And of course, it's a great reading for letting us know not only why we should pray the rosary, but why we should pray at all. God answers prayers. Even if you don't think much of God, keep knocking and he'll answer to get you to shut up. But let's look at this last line again. What is it, the gift that God gives? It says, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Not bread, or an egg, or a scorpion. When we ask God, God gives us first the Holy Spirit, who inspires us, maybe gives us the courage to do what we need to do, or the wisdom to be able to figure out how to get what we want. That is, God doesn't just give us the things we need. God empowers us so that he can help us get the things that we need, and to get the things that other people need. So those are the kind of prayers that we really should be praying, and God won't refuse. God, help me to do what's right, to know it, to have the courage to do it. Those prayers, God will answer. God bless you.